Thank you and good afternoon. A 35-year-old Humboldt County inmate remains in the medical area of the facility after he attempted suicide Thursday night. A correctional deputy was returning the inmate to his housing unit after meeting with a nurse when the inmate eluded the deputy and ran up a flight of stairs. The inmate was on a landing between the top and bottom tier of the jail and jumped over a guard railing. The inmate landed on his right side and he was quickly transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where it was determined that he broke part of his pelvis. The break didn't require surgery, and he was taken back to county jail, where he remains on suicide watch. Lightning strikes have caused new fires across Northern California. In the Six Rivers National Forest, over 45 fires have appeared in the Mad River and Lower Trinity Ranger districts. The Shasta Trinity National Forest had over 60 fires ignite on the west side of Trinity County into the Trinity Alps, including two large fires in that area that are over 100 acres each. Wildfires have caused the Trinity County Sheriff's Office to issue mandatory fire evacuations for residents. Meanwhile, the Buck Fire off of Alder Point Road near Garberville is now fully contained by CAL FIRE hand crews. The blaze started on Tuesday and had burned 16 acres. Six lightning-caused fires have burned 34 acres in Mendocino County near Willits and Brooktails as well. However, crews have the fires at 80% containment. Just below Mendocino County, crews are still battling a large wildfire in Lake County, as the blaze has now burned over 13,000 acres since it was ignited Wednesday night. If you're a Humboldt County resident that provides local services aimed at reducing crime and recidivism, you may be eligible to receive up to $10,000 from a new grant offered to the county. The County Community Corrections Partnership will begin accepting applications for this new grant on Saturday. Humboldt County received $50,000 in grant funding from the state and will reward $10,000 to five or more applicants. The goal is to help individuals refrain from engaging in crime and to reconnect with their families and the community. Applicants must be a non-governmental entity. On August 14th, Jacqueline Debitz will step down as the Director of Economic Development for Humboldt County after 15 years on the job. Debitz will be moving to Placer County in the Sacramento area and will take a similar type of job working with a team in economic development. In an interview with Your Reporter, Debitz said that one thing she is looking forward to in her new job is working with a team on infrastructure and future projects in the county, which extends from Sacramento to the Sierra Nevada Mountains near Lake Tahoe. She went on to say that she has been privileged and blessed to work with such a great team in Humboldt County and is very optimistic about the county's new financial future. Debitz also saw the new job in Placer County as a new opportunity and new adventure for not only her, but her family. Although Debitz, a fifth-generation Humboldt County native, says she will miss living in Humboldt and will always have deep connections to the county. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Yurok Tribe, along with the Del Norte County Board of Supervisors and the state, have finalized the terms of an agreement which will expand on the tribe's economic development plan. Last summer, a $25 million economic development plan was initiated by the tribe as they opened Redwood Hotel Casino, which brought 100 new jobs. Under the terms of this new agreement, the tribe will mitigate off-reservation environmental impacts as well as develop an additional wastewater treatment plant and install more directional signage in downtown Klamath. Up to 99 casino machines that are of higher quality will be at the tribe's disposal as well. As a part of another condition in the agreement, construction will begin for the Klamath Gateway project, which will make significant improvements to Klamath Boulevard. If you're traveling down to southern Humboldt on Highway 101 near French's Camp, you may experience minor delays. The California Highway Patrol will be out on the roadways conducting controlled traffic for the music festival Reggae on the River. CHP Commander Brett Fabrice said on Talk Shop that safety and managing people are the main focuses, and traffic at Reggae on the River has improved from a few years ago.
A couple years ago, we had some issues with people crossing 101, and we had to come up with a plan. And so we brought everybody together, including Estelle and Rex from the Board of Supervisors. It was a good collective effort, and we came up with this stoplight that is controlled for people to cross 101, being part of Reggae on the River.
The main events for the music festival began this morning, and law enforcement will continue to monitor the festival until it ends on Sunday. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.